Welcome to a room filled with legends. There's no only a couple more rounds of the NRL season to finish off. Lock it in. We've got Darren and Pete Holland. How are we doing, boys?
Mate, I've got the JJ Gilton and shield. What's the matter?
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Darren?
Wait till you put your back out trying to lift the bloody thing.
You know, we should all hang our heads in shame.
Last time on Lock It In.
Well, I was considering Souths over the Panthers tonight, but I've decided to go the Bronx over the Storms tomorrow night.
Donald Jones Stadium, Sunday afternoon.
Right.
We've got the NRL. We've got Newcastle up against your Raiders.
Yes.
And Ricky's losers will lose to the Knights.
So I'm going to have to go and say the Bulldogs are going to beat Parramatta. Obviously, one of those is worse than the others.
Hang on a minute.
If you'd like to offer an apology, you're welcome to do it in this forum now.
Mate, they were rorted, the Knights, up against the Raiders. The game was stolen from them. But look, I'm
our
sure
bus didn't even get there until half time, it would seem.
Pretty much, yeah. Look, I want to call time there. Your editing of audio from last week isn't that good, because I did a double lock. I took the Knights in both games, so I get half a point.
I don't remember that, and I make the rules. So we're starting again. It is the penultimate round, being round 24 of the NRL Premiership, and I'm going to go first because I like this possibility. On Friday night, it is going to be the late game, the Storm taking on the Roosters. It's not often that you get the Roosters as outsiders, but they are in this case, and I'm going to be taking them because Melbourne, they're flat track bullies. When they come up against somebody like, you know, the Tigers or Manly, they can flog them mercilessly, but when they come up against someone who punches them in the nose, they don't like it, and it'll be at home as well. I'm looking forward to a big Rooster victory.
Wow, that's some big kahunas.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I've taken the Roosters, but not with any confidence.
There goes the tension in this segment. Darren?
I was actually going to pick that one myself. So
we've got a double lock.
I support you. No, I've changed my mind now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I feel satisfied with my selection. A very good one, I think it is.
You should.
Pete?
Mate, I'm looking at the Souths game against the Cowboys and feeling that, you know, Souths had that loss last week to the mighty Panthers to give us the minor premiership.
Yes. And
thank you to South Sydney for turning up for that.
Twice boring. He's mentioned that.
You know. And I'd like to go the Cowboys to continue the South Sydney downfall.
Oh, that's a hard call. I mean, the Cowboys need to maintain their position in second place. If they lose another one, Cronulla are going to overtake them.
Exactly.
They should be desperate, but South Sydney with Alex Johnston in fine form and at home. Oh.
Come the end of his career.
I wish I could say you're wrong, but I think you're right, Pete.
Hang on, guys. Alex Johnston, you reckon he'll be the top try scorer of all time?
He's got to
take over Eric Sims?
No. He's got Ken Irvine.
Ken Irvine, sorry. Eric Sims, duh. He's what, mid-30s, early 30s now?
I thought he was 28.
He'd have to play another five seasons, you know, at 20 tries a season to be getting up and past him.
Any long-term injury aside, which is possible in this day and age, I think he'll do it, and I reckon he could end up on something like 240.
Right. Darren, what you're not taking into account is that the Cowboys are moving Drinkwater to 5'8" because their halfback, Tommy Dearden, is out.
With a very
painful injury. I reckon that's enough to upset the apple cart. It could be.
But look, I'm going to stick with my tip.
All right. And Darren, to finish off, who are you going to lock in?
Well, a game I could actually go to, considering I'm going to be in that location for part of the weekend, but I'm not going to go to it. But because you've said, Darren, be brave.
Yeah.
I'm going to be brave. I'm going to tip Manly to beat the Raiders.
You've been taunting me all season. And you will finally be caught asunder on this one, my friend. The mighty Canberra Raiders will defeat Manly, mainly because I just need them to do that every year, quite frankly.
Well, they need to defeat Manly they want to keep their hopes alive.
Exactly.
That's true. You're picking Manly in Canberra. Ha, 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 I said.
Silly.
Legends, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next week.
All right.
Okay, see you then.